Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Thursday, November 17th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. 26,650 head will be on offer, 6,100 feeder steers, 2,300 feeder heifers, almost 12,000 weaned calves, and 5,000 beef dairy crosses. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell and for more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
You won't want to miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show November 29th through December 1st. The free-to-attend show is everything. Hundreds of exhibitors showcasing large farming equipment, UTVs, seed irrigation, ag services, even holiday shopping experiences. Visit the show to earn CEU credits, catch market outlooks, or attend the new Cotton Conference. So much to do at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier show for High Plains Ag. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for details.
Well, good afternoon. The futures markets moved quite a bit today across all sectors. We were sharply lower in the feeder cattle futures, down $1.27 in November at 175.67. The index, yesterday's published index, which is actually from Friday, was 175.23, down 23 cents. So the futures have come down quite a bit to meet that. January futures were 242 lower at 177.02, and that was the weakest contract. March feeder cattle 197 lower at 179.80. The August out there, way out there, August feeder cattle futures down 225 at 196.52, about five off their highs. Now, live cattle were actually steady. December's down 30 at 151.27. The February 50 higher at 153.05. April's down, up 30 at 156.72. We're starting to see some cattle on feed estimates kind of roll out here. That report's on Friday. But the early cattle on feed estimates are somewhere around on feed around 98% of last year. Placement somewhere around 96 to 97%. Marketing's around 101%. Now that report will be out after the close on Friday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Now, today's grain markets finished in the green. The soybeans were the strongest, up 14 to 17 cents, with the January front month up 16 and 3 quarters at 14.57 and a quarter. The corn market 7 to 10 cents higher, with December up 9 and a half at 66.66 and 3 quarters. The grain markets really responded midday on news that a Russian missile had hit on Polish grounds or Polish land, and two people had died. It's kind of up in the air what the details are on that. But whenever that happened, wheat rallied, corn rallied, beans rallied, cotton rallied, crude oil rallied, stock market sold off. So quite a bit of action following that news. The Kansas City wheat was anywhere from 1 to 6 higher. December up 6 and 3 quarters at 9.63. July up 1 and a quarter at 9.37. Chicago 7 to 9 higher. It was a little bit stronger than Kansas City. And then cotton today, quite strong here. December is going to be up 3.46 at 88.74. July way out there up 2.85 at 84.42. So this is right back at the highs from about five trading days ago. So if we can get through those highs, it's really wide open all the way back up to, let's say 50% from the high to the low, which is just below $100 on the December cotton futures. They are starting to wind down, though. We got about 8 days till the first notice day against December cotton.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.